Texas has turned to the rainy day fund in two big ways in recent history, taking $2 billion from it last year to create a fund for water projects across the state. And this November, Texas voted to divert half of the money going into the fund, sending it to the State Highway Fund instead. In order to better ensure the fund is flush with cash, state lawmakers voted to set a minimum balance to keep in the fund, $7 billion. Lawmakers say having that cash on hand will shore up the state's credit rating and to make sure there's enough around in an emergency. Doc Anderson is a state representative from Waco.
If you have hurricanes like Ike or Katrina, those things, Ike actually cost Texas $4 billion. We have to be prepared to handle those emergencies. And so the rainy day fund is super important. It's like a savings account. You don't want to overinvest in that, but you certainly don't want to underinvest.
Money for the rainy day fund comes from the state's severance tax on oil and gas. And in these oil and gas boom days, there's a lot of that tax coming in. The fund has ballooned from less than $1 billion in the mid-2000s to an expected $8.4 billion next year. But now half of that severance tax will go to the State Highway Fund. That is, unless the Rainy Day Fund ever dips below $7 billion. John Barton is the deputy director for the Texas Department of Transportation. He'll be keeping an eye on that $7 billion mark, especially as less money comes in because of cheaper oil and gas prices.
And so that's why this is so important, because whatever that minimum balance is established at, if the rainy day fund is already below it, this oil and gas severance tax, 100% of it goes into that rainy day fund until it meets that balance, and then anything over it is split. And so depending on where they set it, it will change the amount of revenues ultimately that would be made available for transportation. Right.
The legislature will set a new minimum amount for the rainy day fund every 2 years. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.